بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد وعن ابي هريره رضي الله عنه ان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الصلوات الخمس والجمعه الى الجمعه ورمضان الى رمضان مكفرات ما بينهن اذا اجتنبت الكبائر رواه مسلم. This is an authentic narration of Muslim Sharif narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said the five daily salah from one Jum'ah to the next Jum'ah, from one Ramadan to the next Ramadan, all these a'mal, the blessings of them, is that a person's minor sins will be forgiven for the intervening periods, as long as he stays away from the major sins. Major sins will not be forgiven with these a'mal. He will have to make tawbah for that major sin, and then he will be forgiven. But any other minor misdemeanors, minor sins, through the barakah of the salah, the daily salah, person read Fajr now, if he read Isha last night, then the period between Isha and Fajr, all his minor sins are forgiven. If he read Dhuhr, then between Fajr and Dhuhr. And like this, every salah he reads, then the intervening period of minor sins will be forgiven. Likewise, the entire week from one Jum'ah to the next Jum'ah. And then the entire year from one Ramadan to the next Ramadan, all his minor sins will be forgiven. Allah Ta'ala gives us many, many opportunities for the forgiveness of our sins. Our ulama say, if a person spends his Jummah correctly, fulfilling the adab, the mustahabbat, the preferable acts, and the sunan, the different practices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he spends his time correctly on Jummah, then his entire week will go well. And likewise, if a person spends his Ramadan correctly, then inshaAllah, his entire year also will go well. In another hadith, Ka'b ibn Ujra radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion said to them, come close to the mimbar. So all the sahaba gathered around the mimbar, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went onto the first step, he said Ameen. When he went onto the second step, he said Ameen. And when he went onto the third step, he said Ameen. When he came down, the Sahaba said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدْ سَمِعْنَا مِنْكَ الْيَوْمَ شَيْئًا مَا كُنَّا نَسْمَعُهُ. Today we heard you say something when you ascended the minbar that we didn't hear before. Why did you say Ameen, Ameen, Ameen? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, إِنَّ جِبْرِيلَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامَ عَرَضَ لِي. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, who is invisible to you, but Allah made him visible to me. He appeared in front of me. And he said, بَعُدَ مَنْ أَذْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. May that person be distanced from Allah's mercy, who found the month of Ramadan, but he didn't secure his forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala didn't forgive him. He must be a real wretched person when Allah Ta'ala's mercies are pouring down and he doesn't avail of these mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen. Ulama say that from this we can understand how severe it is for a person not to avail himself in the month of Ramadan to make dua to Allah Ta'ala, to seek Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. And if a person cannot be forgiven in Ramadan, then when will he be forgiven? This is a month of Allah Ta'ala's great mercy, generosity, great forgiveness. If he can't secure his forgiveness in Ramadan, then when will he get forgiven? That is why he is really a wretched person, cursed by Jibreel alayhi salam, and also with the Ameen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Pak save us and must not make us from those people. Then in the second step, he said Ameen to the dua where it was mentioned, بَعُوذَ مَنْ ذُكِرْتَ عِنْدَهُ فَلَمْ يُصَلِّ عَلَيْكَ. May that person be distanced from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when your name, your blessed name, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is taken in his presence and he doesn't send durood and salam upon you. Let us all recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. So this is also the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to send durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and especially when the blessed name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken, to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the third step, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ameen to this dua, بَعُوذَ مَنْ أَذْرَكَ أَبَوَيْهِ الْكِبَرْ عِنْدَهُ أَوْ أَحَدُهُمَا فَلَمْ يُدْخِلَاهُ الْجَنَّةِ. May that person be distanced from the mercy of Allah who found both his parents or one of them in old age, but because of failure to serve them and to be kind to them, to provide for them where possible, this does not cause him to enter into Jannat. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen. So the importance of serving the parents, especially when they become old. When we were young and we couldn't see to ourselves, they took care of us. When they become old and they can't see for themselves, then we have to take care of them. Like they made a lot of sabr with us when we cried, when we nagged, and when we did a lot of wrong things, then we must make a lot of sabr with them. When they nag, and when they cry, and when they say a lot of things and do a lot of things that are not to our liking, the whole system now reverses. Like we were small, now when they become old, they become cranky and crabby, and they'll also start telling us things. Sometimes they become abusive also. So ulama say at that time, we have to remember, kama rabbayani saghira, how they tolerated my bad ways. The baby sometimes smacks the father, pulls his beard. The father tolerates it, takes it with a smile. So now when they're old now, and they are nagging, and they are crying, and they are troubling, whatever it is, that shouldn't be the means of abandoning the parents. One should make more and more khidmat and service of his parents. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.